Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Lisa Dunn is in the house. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me again. I feel like I'm kind of living here lately.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, you know something? We co-host. There we go.
There we go.
Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. You know what? There are absolutely no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio, and today, holy cow. Hey, what do you know? We got some extra sound effects
going on
there.
Three of us in.
And I look like me sometimes. There's a lot of people that say that, Lisa. I didn't know you were going to come up with that one on air today, but.
Oh, you said I could chip in. You're going to regret it.
Absolutely. Celebrations of the day. I wonder where did they come from? National New Hampshire Day. Sorry, me. National Snow or Rain Day. Grandma Moses Day, Acorn Squash, I've never heard of it. Acorn Squash Day, Grateful Patient Day. I guess if you're in the hospital, if you're not feeling well, you are a grateful patient. You woke up this morning. National Salami Day, okay, maybe. So I guess we may have to just end up looking even further in. We'll figure out what we're going to join today. And it is National Beer Day. We'll go with that one. That'll get us the where we want to go. I'm not a beer drinker, so can I have my Kettle One martini, please? Three blue cheese stuffed olives.
Can we make it National Vodka Day?
Okay, an everyday National Vodka Day?
I think it kind of is.
Yeah, absolutely. moving right along. What's going on in the market? Dow Jones Industrial Average down 48 points. Actually, now 38 points. They jump as we speak. Oil down 6 cents a barrel. That's going to continue dropping drastically. Oil price, the cost of a barrel of oil will drop a lot. I've shared that with you before. You understand why it is if you're a regular on Ron Siegel Radio. There's going to be a lot of oil on the market, and what are they going to do with it? Well, eventually they'll be able to start refining it, and then gas prices will go down. Right now, gas prices, I'm sure, are ticking up. They might even be jumping up. Ooh, ouch. I got it. Where's my guys?
Oh.
Yeah, that's not the right one. $2.67.2 a gallon. Yeah, that's painful. Here in Taxifornia, now I've probably noticed the torrential downpours. You probably noticed the unbelievable amount of wind we've got. So our gas prices, and we have we're the only state in the union that uses this one oil of gas. So our prices have gone up to $3.14 per gallon. You gotta question why that would be. South Carolina, they're probably hurting right now. They've gone up 50 cents a gallon since the problems. They're at 254.4 per gallon. So just California, because of all of our bad weather, we have got still amongst the highest gas prices in the country. You wonder why I call it Taxifornia, don't you? Moving right along, interest rates, the 10-year Treasury, it is on its way. Unfortunately, I didn't have a good method of prediction, but I did share with you that about 3-4 weeks ago that we were going down to 1.9 on the 10-year Treasury. We're at 2.05. I won't say that I knew the reason that we'd get there, but 2.05 right now on the 10-year Treasury, which means it is a great time to refinance your house. There's no inventory. We're going to talk to Lisa Dunn about that in a little bit. There's nobody selling their houses. If you're thinking about selling, it's an even better time to sell because nobody is selling. But here's the issue. If you're thinking of remodeling, this might be a great time to remodel, take out some equity, because interest rates are way down. I saw they dropped again just before we went on air. So we'll keep on watching that for you. It is a birthday today. I don't know if you checked out this day in history. And no, I am not a historian, but I do watch certain areas. Today, I don't know. I don't know if you caught this one, Lisa. It is the day we came up with the name of Uncle Sam.
Huh.
This is the date, September 7th, 1813. I was just a toddler then.
Well, tell me about it since you were there, Ron. How did this happen?
Samuel Wilson, a meat pack from Troy, New York, supplied barrels of beef to the United States Army during the War of 1812. And he labeled the soldiers referring to the grub as Uncle Sam's because it came from Sam Wilson. So that's where it came from back 1813. Just a little bit of trivia there for you. It will get you absolutely nowhere. However, if you are in a bar, if you're in a pub, or go to happy hour this evening.
Since it is National Beer Day.
Maybe somebody you can bet somewhere.
That would work.
Now you know where it came from, right? I mean, you got it made. What's moving the markets? Well, I'm going to share with you in just a second here what we're doing with what is happening with the Freddie Mac numbers. Right. So, but European Central Bank, no changes in its bond buying program. They're seeing maybe there might be a little inflation on the horizon. They're seeing stronger economics. So they said they're not going to do any changes. Jobless claims, those are going to jump drastically. They did jump to 298,000 first time unemployment claims for the week. What do you think's happening in Houston? People are not able to work. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of unemployment claims there. Productivity was revised. Second quarter productivity revised a little bit higher. So that's the economic news of the day. Got another one of those snowflake stories. You gotta love the snowflake stories. So here it is, and I must admit, I have millennials in my household. The millennials say anxiety about money is literally making them sick. Aw. I guess my son guys went to sleep on me.
They must be millennials.
That's it, the millennials.
They are not going to help you on that.
Exactly. Even my son guys are gone. What can you do with these things? Amazing here. So the millennials are getting sick because they've got more debt than they ever expected. Looking at one of them, she said she had $200,000 is what she had. Told you, they show up when they want to.
I think that was pretty aptly played,
right?
If you ask me.
$156,000 mortgage debt, $16,500 credit card debt, $36,000 in student loans. Always worried about money.
Aww.
Man, those guys they're with us today. What are you going to do about it? I mean, holy cow, if you went and took on all that debt, what do you expect? You got debt. About it. It's not like it's the end of the world. Just work toward it. Set your goals. Come and listen to us tomorrow when Chris Bissonette comes in. He's got a great app that helps you figure out where you're spending all of your money.
Isn't it on all of your housing expenses?
Oh, yeah. Well, probably in some instances, probably all of your Starbucks expenses. amazing. Holy cow. Right? I mean, aren't we watching our young people, our millennials, they look at it and they say, well, I got to go to Starbucks in the morning. My habit there is about $4 a day. So think about that. $4 a day, is that my math correct? That's a lot of money. What's that, a couple hundred dollars a month, $120 a month right there. Then you got to go for your beer in the afternoon and you go out for lunch because I wouldn't want to take my lunch to work with me. Go to Costco and buy. They've got those packages that have a lunch in the package for $10 for four lunches or something. Think about that concept. It's pretty simple. Or you can buy a package of cheese and a package of meat and a loaf of bread and call it lunch. Amazing that we don't think about that budgeting issue. Just a pretty simple setup, simple way of doing things. Amazing. Our millennials, and I just saw, I'm not going to even say anything about millennials who are on the broadcast with us. Good morning, Colin. How are you, Chad? Robin, good to see you with us. Hopefully you can hear us today, Robin. I got a new little device for our broadcast, so hopefully we are audible as well. Most people don't want to see me, but that's just a different issue. President Trump, he's going to drive the liberals nuts. Can you imagine? I got to go to Facebook today to figure out what's going to happen. My liberal friends have got to be going crazy right now that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer sitting in the same room as the president, and they came together on a debt ceiling increase and funding for Houston. Holy cow. And then Nancy Pelosi called the president of the United States.
What are you doing?
And they actually came up with the idea. She asked, would you make a comment? Would you tweet? Would you tweet? Yeah, we tweet out that the DACA kids don't have to worry for the next 6 months. And he did. Liberals, you're going to go nuts. You're going to be on fire. You're not going to know how to handle that. But the president working with the other side, just amazing. We better figure. You're going to have to go and find out where they're at. They're going to have some. My Facebook stream is going to go silent today. There's not going to be anybody having anything to harass me about. Well, I'm sure somebody will find something.
Somebody will find something.
We'll figure that out. I'm sure I can find somebody to harass me about something that the president is doing. Did you check his shoes? I'm not sure what kind of shoes he's wearing today. So that might be where the problem comes in. We'll look into all these things. Unbelievable. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. When we come back, boy, we got a lot to cover today with Lisa Dunn. We're going to talk about the real cause of the housing shortage. I like that idea. If you're buying a home, here's a couple questions you might want to ask your spouse. Politically correct people say your partner, but that's not me. And America needs your house. We're going to talk about that. How to protect yourself on Venmo. Do you know what Venmo is? And should you own a home in retirement? Maybe not. Affordable housing, that's on the docket as well. You can reach me anytime. Our order number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800. You just need some trusted guidance. 1990. I will be delivering it every day. I love that technology, isn't it? Technology, Grant.
It's the third guy jumping back into the room again.
So now we can actually, hopefully you can hear what we're supposed to be talking about. And Lisa and I can actually see each other. Actually, we're in stereo, right?
Right here. Not, there.
Not that difficult to see us, right? The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the Area Trust. Real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, Test Nest. NEST, the 79564, find your dream home before someone else does. Finding a home. Four questions to ask your spouse when you're getting ready to buy a home. Lisa, pipe in anytime you wish.
You know I will, Ron.
Buying your first home, incredibly exciting, but there's also more than a little bit of stress that comes with it. Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. It's worse than having a baby and bringing a baby home.
Okay.
A woman's standpoint.
A woman's standpoint. Okay. How's a big purchase bring a whole host of new hurdles beyond the initial price tag that you'll be purchasing your first house with your significant other? One way to avoid some of that stress is to have a few important conversations before you even start your house search. Ready for this? How long do you plan to live there? Probably a good idea to chat about that one.
Yeah. Is it going to be your forever home, or do you have like a 2-year plan or a 5-year plan? You know, what is it that you want to do?
What do you find from most of it? When I talk to, it's amazing. I talk to so many people about in the lending world. I consult on the lending side. And everybody I talk to, I would say 90% of the people I talk to, I'm going to stay here forever.
It's getting to be like that, which kind of leads into the low inventory situation that we'll discuss a little bit later on.
Right.
More people are just saying, I'm going to buy this place. I'm just going to stay here. We're not seeing the history of people going into a small condo, into a larger condo, into a small single-family house, into a larger single-family house. We're seeing first-time buyers going into that larger townhome or that small single family, and they're bypassing all of the steps that they used to do.
So the progression's not quite there.
That's
now. On average, so now we see what you're coming up with, and that's exactly the world, right? I mean, that's what's out there on the street. The average we know, though, is people keep their mortgages 5.2 years. How long have you kept yours? That's a question for you. We also know that right now we are at 9 years is our 10-year for home ownership.
And it used to be seven.
Six.
Six.
Many, many years we had.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys aren't moving enough.
Exactly. So we went from like the early 80s until about 2007, 2008. Our tenure was 6 years of home ownership. We've shared that slide for you. We went to 10 years in 2014, dropped down in 15, back up in 16. Now they're looking at about 9 years right now.
Yeah, it's probably kind of a change in values, I think, since the recession. You know, a lot of people just said, I'm not going to go through this anymore. I'm not going to extend myself out like I, you know, did in the past. And just saying, you know, I'm just going to stay put. I'm just going to buy a place and stay put. And I'm even seeing people that want a larger home, they're hanging on to their house that they're in, using that as a rental and then buying a larger home. So we're not even getting that inventory to sell that historically you sell your house, you buy your house. Now it's hang on to your house and buy another house.
And when you think about it, with interest rates as low, I mean, so many people right now are sitting with a 3 to 4, 4.5% interest rate, depending upon how long you've had it and whether you've been wise enough to make the modifications over time, right? You're you can rent your house in many instances.
Well, and also too, if your interest rate's that low, why are you going to sell?
Right. Yeah, you can rent it. I mean, in our economy right now, there's a lot of people looking to buy houses. We look at this morning. We just got the Freddie Mac number. I was going to share that in the opening block. Missed it. 3.78% is the Freddie Mac 30-year fixed rate loan.
And how many years have we been hearing you better hurry and buy because the interest rates are going to go up to 5.5% by the end of the year?
Right. It's been a long time. It's
been 3 or 4 years now?
Now we're up, right now we're up about a quarter of a point from last year this time. Last year this
quarter.
Time.
A whole whopping
quarter. 3.44 was last year at this time. The same, according to Freddie Mac, I mean, you may or may not qualify for either of those numbers, but we just use Freddie Mac numbers so I don't have to go through all the licensing and APRs and all that kind of stuff. It's Freddie Mac's number. Second question, how much house can we afford? So the question that we look at there is that these are all part of the conversation spouses should have before buying a property. Now, if you're going to keep it forever, do you want to stretch a little or do you want to be comfortable?
I would think a little stretch is a good thing because you're getting a loan at a ridiculously low interest rate still. And the prices, everybody's like, oh, we're heading for a big recession or something. There's, you know, depending on who you talk to out there in the economic finance world, we probably have 1/3 being doom and gloom. Oh, you know, prices are going to drop and we're going to go into a recession. You got 2/3 saying, you know what, everything's looking pretty rosy.
Right.
Don't think things are going to drop anytime soon.
And my guess is just, an educated guess being that I shouldn't say this, but I did serve on the 3rd economic forecast staff over at Chapman University. It was Chapman College back then. They're one of the rosy views of the world. Home price expectation survey, even the bears are saying real estate is going to continue going up over the next 5 years. Now, here's the other part of it. If we start seeing the president and Congress working together with both parties, you can't do it with just one party. But if they will work together, we can actually see. I mean, we didn't have for the last 10 years, we have not had a real strong economic growth. So we've had a very timid recovery from the Great Recession. I think it can continue. So you might be looking at that, buying a property, keep it, buy your next property. And now you've got two. We've still got a shortage of demand or supply. We're in trouble there. So, interesting information. Are we looking for a fixer-upper? Is there any such thing as that anymore, Lisa?
They're out there, but you're not going to get a deal on them, that's for sure.
So you're going to pay full price for a fixer-upper?
Pretty much. I'm seeing some ridiculous stuff out there. Houses that are just beat to crap. And the sellers have very unrealistic expectations in many, many cases. And they're pricing them the same price as ones that have been fixed up. And why would you buy one and have to do all of that work when for another maybe $15,000-$20,000 you can get one that's all tricked out already? Because it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more than $10,000 to $15,000-$20,000 to get a house up to snuff when you don't know what's been going on behind that shower wall for 20 years or
right.
So. You know, the kitchen's shot, your bathrooms are like, well, we won't even get into some of the things I've seen lately. It's horrendous. And
I don't want to hear what you've seen in bathrooms lately.
No, I come out wanting to pour a bottle of hand sanitizer over my head. It's that bad sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. How will we save for miscellaneous house expenses? Got to put it in the budget, right? I mean, it's pretty simple. There, you have to budget. If you're looking at buying a new house, you've got to be planning on budgeting for it. And you're going to have to deal with property taxes. There's going to be repairs. But look at the bright side. You're repairing your own property instead of somebody else's property. Because, you know, regardless of what some of the individuals out in this world want to tell you, you're going to pay for everything.
There is no free lunch.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right. I mean, when you think about it, do you think a landlord prices their property so that they are subsidizing your housing expense?
Yeah, they're not going to be doing you
right.
a favor.
No.
It's all, they have to pay their taxes and they have to do their maintenance, they have to do their repairs, and they're not doing it of the goodness of their heart.
Exactly.
You're paying for it, so you might as well be paying for your own instead of helping somebody with their investment.
Absolutely. You're paying someone's mortgage.
Exactly.
Yours or theirs, your choice. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, text NEST to 79564. Find your dream home. before someone else does. And as well, just send a text message or email or Facebook us.
Or carrier pigeon.
Or carrier pigeon. Any of the above. And say that Ron said that you'll send a text message every time a house sells in my neighborhood. And we'll send you the valuation. My team loves it when I tell you that. But they're about to, what the heck. Well, they can't have fun. What the heck.
We try to have fun, don't we, Ron?
Exactly. When we come back, how to protect yourself on Venmo. Real cause of low inventory. Affordable housing. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. How to protect yourself on Venmo in 5 days. Are you familiar with Venmo? I wasn't at first. I had a friend of mine say, you know something? Venmo is an easy way. That's what we use to send money to one another. Have you ever gone out to dinner and a restaurant says, "Yeah, we won't split the bill for you. You got to put it all on one credit card or something along those lines." There's a couple restaurants around here that do that. That's their methodology. Well, Venmo, you can send money by phone over and over to one another. Let me just share this with you real quick. Text 949-478-2766. If you'd like to send any amount of money, 949-478-2766. We can use that with Ben.
Throw my phone number out next. Okay.
Takes only 5 minutes to make your Venmo account more secure by doing these three things. Change the default audience. Venmo sets its default audience to public, which means anyone can see your transactions. Venmo never displays the amount you pay someone, but everything else is fair game. So you can go into settings. Also, you can just send me a text if you want to know how to do it. Turn on alerts and notifications. They've gotten better about notifying users of activity on their accounts. Set up a PIN code. Even if you already have a PIN for your phone, you should set up a separate PIN for your Venmo account. Pretty simple stuff right there. I haven't used Venmo. I just use something called Cash App. It's a product Square, and it's so simple. You just want to send somebody some money, just put in the amount that you want to send them, put in who it's going to, their phone number. Those of you watching RonSiegelRadio.tv, you can see it, or on Facebook Live. I've got my account right here.
I got my phone number on my page.
There you go.
Send money to me.
Now you're trying to get in on it. One more thing about Venmo. There's one extra step that will help you stay protected on Venmo, and that is using a credit card instead of a debit card or checking account. Yes, there is a 3% fee on transactions with a credit card, but most credit cards won't hold you liable if you're a victim of fraud. So just be careful of that. 70% of consumers who disputed credit report errors were successful in removing them. So just remember that part about the world of credit and your credit matters, credit sanitizer, your credit report is wrong. If you want the whole report, just send me a note or put a footnote on Facebook. I'll get you the whole report on this. That's your Credit Matters segment. So we're chatting this morning. Lisa Dunn, Casabella Realty, is with us. And glad to see we've got quite a few people watching us right there on the Facebook Live feed this morning. Glad to see you all with us. If you've got any questions for Lisa, just post them right there. We can test her today.
More coffee.
I always love it, Lisa. You bring in, and I've got this white thing today because I forgot to bring a bottle of water, which may or may not be
brought
vodka.
In my Denver Broncos mug.
So they'll be one of the 0-1 teams by Monday?
Let's not get into that right now. The season is young.
But I do notice that you always have an opaque mug, so we don't really know what's in there.
Now, what are you saying there, Ron? National Vodka Day starts at 5 p.m.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I should have figured that
out. There you go.
Are my olives sticking out of there?
Exactly. I noticed that. Blue cheese stuffed olives, if you please.
Oh, those are wonderful.
Absolutely.
I want to know what it's going to be blue cheese stuffed olive day.
Only days that end in Y.
Okay, then we better celebrate.
Exactly. There we go. So why is it that there is low inventory? Everyone has their own theory. But so I figured you'd be able to give us the real truth.
Well, you know, interesting, because we kind of touched on it a little bit before the commercial break, but there's a lot of people out there chatting around, a lot of economists that are saying, well, you know, it's not really, you know, it's not really low inventory, it's just demographics and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, boots on the ground is there is nothing out there for my buyers to buy. And you as a lender, we were talking about this off air, you know, you're getting tons of people pre-approved and they're ready to go. They want to buy. There's nothing for them to buy. So therefore, none of those pre-approvals turn into honest-to-God loan applications. So it looks like nobody's buying because there's no loan applications out there. If there was something for these people to buy, those numbers would be through the roof.
So the problem that I see with that, and I agree with you completely, I mean, because, you know, you can say that home sales are down, resales are down, which is true, they are down. And new home purchases are down. Well, why are they down? If there's nothing to buy, they've got to go down.
That's right.
You have to have both sides of the transaction.
People don't want to move. And it was just for the reasons that we were talking about, those questions you would discuss with your spouse. You know, why should you when you're, you know, and This is a realtor talking here, okay? Why should you sell your house?
Right.
Your interest rates are low because you have surely refinanced sometime in the past 4 years. Your tax rate is going to be low because you're not buying that larger house and therefore getting the larger tax rate. Why should you? Because there's nothing for you to buy. Where are you going to go? And the only time that we see inventory pickup is in your million-dollar plus market. And there, the sellers are so unrealistic. I've got a client right now. All he wants to do is buy a $1.2 million house. You'd think that that would be easy.
Sure.
And none of the sellers want to come off their price to get down to where the comps are so he could get a loan so he could buy the house.
And that's because that was the other part I was going to throw at you is, you know, you've been doing this for a day or two and you're very active in the market and with all of the industry associations. How are we going to get with, we know that supply and demand, I was listening to a gentleman on the business channel early this morning, and he was saying that he doesn't believe in any of the restrictions on price gouging. They were, the conversation was centered around Houston and Florida, and they said, you know something, if you can get $30 a gallon of gasoline, well, there won't be a shortage of gasoline because truckers will take a little more risk to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Refineries will take a little more risk to make it. Same, but when we talk about real estate, I mean, I promise you, there's not that anybody is willing to sell a house. There's not a house on the market or in Orange County that's not for sale right now. So you tell me that in a condo neighborhood, what's the common condo pricing in your area?
If you're looking at a small one, somewhere around $400 to $450, or larger ones, you're looking $550 to $650.
Okay, so
for a townhouse.
Okay, so you got a townhouse at $650 on the high end. Do you think if you walked up to one of those homeowners and said, "I've got a buyer for your house right now for $1.5 million," will they take it?
Yeah, but you can make you can make an appraise.
The issue is the we can, buyers are there, right? Everybody there's at a price people will buy.
There are tons of buyers out there, but then they're constrained by what they're
that was
able
my question.
To buy.
So even if you, I mean, and I use an outrageous number because I know the answer has to be yes.
Throwing me with this, you know, like going, Ron, what the heck's in your cup over there?
Exactly.
That looks like clear stuff. I think you've been drinking your vodka a little too fast.
Exactly. Always. But here the issue, but my real thought is there, Lisa, is that the value, the people would buy those properties if the price. But now, say that $600,000 condo sells at $650.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do for financing?
That's exactly right. And that's where the cash buyers have the advantages. But we're, you know, there's a lot of people saying, well, the cash buyers are still out there. They're still there, but not like they were a few years ago, which really drove our prices up. The ability to get foreign money into the country isn't as easy as it was, especially people trying to get money out of China. So we've seen a lot of the Chinese buyers that were coming in and buying all of the new houses like Irvine, just like they were buying everything in Irvine. If you wanted to rent in Irvine, you could. You're renting a new home from a foreign landlord because they bought all the tracts up. But we're not seeing that anymore. We're not seeing it at the scale that we did because of the restrictions China has put on getting money out of the country.
So we've got that issue. So really what we're going to get to is you're going to have to understand this one thing, because I can answer the question that I just posed to Lisa,
which I probably didn't answer.
So no. But I've got another. But what it really comes down to is people understanding what our marketplace is and thinking outside the box. So your $550,000 or $600,000. Let's use $600,000 because I'm a simple guy and the math works easier.
Okay, I like that. Right? I don't have to think. I can just sit here and let him do it.
You've got a $600,000 condo, and now we sit and you have a buyer that's looking for a $600,000 condo, and they're going to put down 20%, $120,000.
Doing math.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But am I close so far?
Yeah, you're doing good, Ron.
Okay, so now you want to buy that condo for your family because that's the right place for your family. You go in there and you offer them $650,000. And you offer that with 10% down. Okay, so now you've got $65,000 as your down payment. Now, we know that you had 120, right? So now I've got a problem here because I got to do math. So does that leave $75,000 or is it $55,000? $55,000 left over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your property is only going to appraise for $600. What do you do? Well, you come in there and you say, okay, the lender is going to lend based on $600,000. And we're going to do a 5% or 10% down payment. So you're going to put down the same $60,000. Plus, you're going to put down $55,000 or $50,000 because the lender is going to say, we're only going to lend based on a $600,000 valuation. Now, realize that you're going to be getting this property at an unbelievably low interest rate, and you're going to have to pay mortgage insurance. But be good with it because you got the property you want. Nobody else could get it because they didn't know how to do it.
And that would probably work on a lot of the sellers that – have the unrealistic expectations, because that's what I'm seeing has been the biggest hurdle is people are just pricing houses just like just insane numbers. Usually with
agents, why wouldn't you though?
Well, the biggest problem though is it's usually with an agent that doesn't know the area, and so they're just like, hey, Mr. Seller or Mrs. Seller, whatever it is you're telling me, I'll do it. And we actually have a fiduciary duty not to tell people things that are not true as like the true value of a property.
But you can go in there with your eyes wide open saying, hey, this is a $600,000 neighborhood. If you want to buy, you're going to have to pay up for it. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. More with Lisa Dunn, Casabella Realty, when we come back. And should you own a home in retirement, all of that and more, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for that next mortgage, the only one I know about with the Fast Pass Loan Approval, Gold Star, they've got it. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with them, see if it makes sense for you. Should you own your home in retirement? A lot of question marks about that, and it's amazing how many people, and I look at, well, it's funny, because I look at some of the articles. I love looking at Diana Olick. Have you ever watched Diana Olick? She's on CNBC. She's the only one that I know of in real estate that's got a perfect record. She's never been right. And it's just amazing how I look at some of her articles and see these things. I think she was right. The last time might have been 2007 or something, 2000, maybe 2006. But you wonder why people still follow her. But it's amazing. And I look at this article I'm looking at right now. Growing number of seniors are opting to rent during retirement rather than own. Probably do a good job for their budget. Now, seniors, my guess, I'm getting a little closer to that, so are you, so don't go getting any thoughts right there. But rent goes up. If you've got a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, your rent does not go up. If you've got a reverse mortgage, your rent does not go up. The reverse mortgage is going to get tougher to get starting the 2nd of October. But the bottom line, you're paying taxes. If you had a 401k or an IRA, if you didn't convert that with our friend Al, you're going to be paying taxes in retirement. You're not going to get any write-off. Can you give me some benefits of renting in retirement? There's only one that I can think of. Only one benefit is, and it doesn't fit in today's day and age anyway, because you can sell your house in about 27 days. I mean, that's the right now, if you price your properties properly in Orange County, California, average time on the market is about 27 days.
27 days? You better come list with me because it's a week.
But there are those people that are unrealistic.
All those silly people that aren't calling me.
Exactly. But the bottom line right there, think about it, folks. If you're in retirement, you want to own your home just like the rest of your lifestyle. That's the Word on Wealth. It's brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. We've been chatting with Lisa Dunn this morning about the real cause of low housing inventory.
I think you just kind of touched on something right there, because I don't think all of the people that are aging in their homes are selling their homes. I'm hearing this, more people are seeing. Well, does that count like people going into assisted living or something like that? Is that skewing that number? Because we're not seeing this. We are not seeing people selling their homes because they're old and they want to go rent something. I think more people are holding on to homes, keeping them in trust. Those homes, I think, are probably going to pass on to their kids when the parents pass away. What are the kids going to do with the house? Rent it out? Live in it themselves?
Well, one of the things we're seeing right now, I see it a lot from on the lending side, is grandma and grandpa are decided, or mom and dad have decided, that they're going to head off the community. Right. And some of these senior communities are really amazing. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Before they move to the community, they refinance the house and remodel. They bring it up instead of it being that avocado carpeting or the pink tile kitchen.
I just saw a vintage 1974 house this weekend with the Harvest Gold appliances. Oh, my God. I felt like a step back in the time capsule.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
Crazy.
So remodel. You go ahead and you update the property, mm-hmm. renovate the property, put in the stainless steel appliances, mm-hmm. the granite countertop, bring the property up to the current levels, put in one of those real nice fancy backyards. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, they're planning on going to the assisted living anyway. Then they go and they just fill out that little form that you have that every escrow office has, or you can get it online to the inter-family transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about the revaluation for property tax purposes. And kids take over.
Exactly. And also, too, we're seeing seniors maybe downsizing, not as often as they should, but they're going into the retirement communities like the Trilogies of the World.
Sure.
Mission Viejo has a whole lot of senior communities that they're building, and they get to take their tax base with them, that one-time only rollover of their tax base, so they're not getting hit with the obscene property taxes.
Can you explain that? Because I've had several people question me on that, and I send them a link, and I say, here's the link for it.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on it, but I can talk enough where it's dangerous.
Okay.
And Proposition 60 and Prop 90, and what those are designed to do is a one-time...
Those are California propositions.
California propositions.
Right.
And you have to have counties that are willing to participate. Now, Orange County, you can do this within Orange County, and you can go from Orange County to some other different counties,
sure.
But it's not all reciprocal. And when you sell your house and you go buy that other house, you get to take the tax base that you had. Let's say you bought your house in 1980. And so, or make it even crazier. Let's go down to the 60s, like when my parents bought their house for like,
$28,000. $28,000?
And so you've got, you know, your tax base.
Damn!
Yeah, wasn't that crazy? Gosh, you can't even buy a car for that.
Exactly.
And so if you bought a long time ago and your valuation for taxes, let's just say that got assessed at, you know, $400,000 at that point. So you got 1% with our, you know, Proposition 13. So you're paying $4,000 a year. Okay. So you want to go buy one of these spiffed up places out in Rancho Mission Viejo for $800,000 a year. Okay. So now your 1% is going to be $8,000 a year plus Belarus for all that new construction out there. Somebody's got to pay for the infrastructure and various other things. So you're like, I can't afford to pay this $12,000 a year property tax bill, assuming your Belarus is going to be some obscene number. Let's just say $3,000. So you're looking, you know, about $11,000. So now you've got your $4,000 or $400,000 tax base. So you're moving to this $800,000 house, but you're only paying taxes on $400,000 because you get to do that one time.
Add your Belarus to
it. And add your Belarus to it because you still got to pay the Belarus
right.
If you go on new construction or even resale that has Belarus or any sort of special.
That's
assessment.
The basis of it. And just so that I protect Lisa and myself, talk to a tax professional, get all the tax guidance.
Yes,
because we're not
CPA,
tax.
CPA, talk to a lawyer. Yeah.
All the fancy caveats that we put into those things.
Yeah.
That's the basis of the way
that's
it
the
works.
That's the basis of it. And
there are some rules and restrictions. Got to be, was it the same price or lower or higher? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a higher situation. You can't take it down with you because it wouldn't make sense anyhow.
Right.
But, you know, there's some things. California Association of Realtors is going to try something really crazy. Don't know how this is going to go over. So I think it's going to be a ballot initiative. They're not even going to try to get this through state legislation. There you want to put on the ballot that everybody gets to take their tax base with them. I don't see that going over very well. Because,
especially in a bankrupt state.
Well, you know, when you've got every city and county fighting you for every penny, I mean, heck, wouldn't it be cool? Everybody be selling their houses and moving all over the place because your taxes wouldn't be going up obscene levels every time you move. But then again, really, I don't think the city officials who are all moaning and groaning because they're losing tax revenue on their cable TV taxes, that everybody's going other places to get TV.
Well, you know, what we may end up having is, you and I both remember, 2009 when we had the incentive to buy. There's going to be a flip side of that incentive sell, right? Because we need to get money. We need to give some incentive for people to move on to get some houses on the market.
Actually, I'm thinking of doing some advertising in the area that I work in and telling people, you know, you've been thinking about moving out of state. Maybe you just should.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, you can...
You going to promote Texas, Lisa?
Certain parts, I guess. parts that aren't underwater, and I think kind of Florida's a little out right now.
Yeah, it might not be a good spot there either.
Not, unless you want to build a custom home after the hurricane.
Yep.
But
great information.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to meet Lisa, done, Casabella Realty. She's, I'll put you in touch with her. Give me a call. But make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account, thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. Of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Deal.
That was fun.
Yeah.